This is a dictation for Tawana Thomas, T-A-W-A-N-A-T-H-O-M-A-S. Tawana Thomas is here for a follow-up visit. Date of birth, 9/24/91. Date of accident is 2/7/2021. And date of service is 4/26/2021. This patient is coming here for a follow-up evaluation. It reports that she was a victim of a automobile accident as a 23 passengers on 2/7/2021 when their car was rear-ended, leading to severe pain in the neck, left shoulder, and lower back, and with some radiation to the left upper thigh, as well as in the left arm, with numbness and tingling of all the fingers. The MRIs that were done were found positive for following issues, that she has bursitis in the left shoulder, as well as her MRIs are completely normal for the lumbar spine and for the cervical spine. However, her pain is consistent with reticulopathy, proving that maybe the MRI has not been done correctly. She had an injection to the left sacroiliac joint, which improved her pain completely. She can now move herself better, and she also reports that she had an injection to the left subacromial bursa, and that got better, as well as a carpal tunnel injection to the left wrist that improved her numbness and tingling. SI joint injection helped 50%. And now, today it is back, but not as sharp and worse as it was before. She also is able to move her neck better a little bit. She reports that her pain level is around 7 in the area of the neck, left shoulder, and the lower back. The radiation to the left front leg, thigh, as well as to the right arm consistently present. 70% improvement had been reported so far with the current treatment. She reports that pain has interfered into her following activities. General activities affected 8, and a scale of 1 to 10, walking ability, work is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that she is continuously having headaches that are severe, associated with dizziness and vertigo, vision disturbance, especially there are spots in the vision field, difficulty sleeping, confusion is reported. But denies any loss of memory, loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, no stress and anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back, the patient reports shoulder stiffness along with shoulder pain on the left side, as well as numbness and tingling of the fourth and fifth fingers, as pins and needles, along with neck pain and lower back pain. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has improved significantly, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 141/89, pulses 106, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 3/31/2022, dictation number 0331-019. Kindly use that dictation. And diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is to do the following. I ordered the, on the last visit, neurology investigation, neurology consultation, Dr. Varma. Patient has got an appointment for a month from today. She's also ordered to continue the neuropsych evaluation and treatment for which she has obtained the appointment with Dr. Siegich. She also was ordered a brain injury diagnostic center for a VOR and VORX and smooth wave, and was found to be positive. The report is that the findings are compatible with a traumatic brain injury head concussion. Hence, the patient qualifies to continue having a treatment with neuropsych. She does not report tremendous amount of depression or anxiety. Hence, no psychiatrist is needed. Other than that, the patient is fairly stable. She has been provided with the following medications: pregabalin, which is Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for nerve pain, along with gabapentin 60 mg twice a day for headaches, Furoset 60 tablets, gabapentin is 600 mg is ordered, and Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN for headaches are ordered. Lidocaine patch for the sacroiliac pain is ordered. Rabeprazole sodium 20 mg 60 tablets are ordered for stomach relief. Lunesta is ordered 1 mg daily at night for sleep. Tramadol ER 100 mg is ordered twice a day for pain. Celebrex 200 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory. The patient will also be ordered a new MRI at a forensic M1 imaging to identify if there is any issue with the MRI done at scan clear, because the patient has a consistent problem as if their disc had been injured. And I have had episodes where MRI was either not done properly or read properly, so I have a suspicion. I would like to do a new MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine, since the patient was injured on 2/7/2021, giving all the soft tissue injury would have healed up, so there should not be any pain. So either the patient is lying or the MRI is incorrect. So we'll prove this point by repeating this MRI. That's my goal. And I'll see the patient after the MRIs are done. Thank you.